Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. So I thought of a couple of things just update on a little bit. Talked a little bit about the lake situation last night. I know you have had a meeting and potentially can move forward here in the next little bit on some things.
Yeah, so we had our lake committee meeting, the last one for the season. So we don't have lake committee meetings over the winter. Obviously, things slow down in October. And so a couple of things. One, we've talked about the siltation issue, and we had a meeting last week. A gentleman came and took a look and kind of gave us an idea of some options that we can look at. So I think, you know, we'll have to bid it out. You know, it's going to be, you know, anything more than $25,000 we have to bid out. We're pretty confident it's going to be, you know, well north of that. But at least we kind of have an idea of some options that we can take. And so I think hopefully at the next council meeting, you know, maybe we'll get the approval to go ahead and seek bids. And, you know, as I explained last night, you know, there is permitting that's involved with it, you know, both the Corps and then the EPA, you know, that's going to take a little bit of time, maybe, you know, 2-3 months. So this is going to be a spring 2026 project. But, you know, again, this allows us the time to do that, to put it out for bid, start the permitting process, you know, and then be ready, you know, come spring. The other thing is with the water and with the lack of rain, you know, the lake is pretty low right now. And so, if there's a positive is, you know, the dam is, you know, is exposed. And so we can see, you know, some of the cracks and things in there that we need to seal. You know, it's going to help us to do some preventative maintenance that we need to take advantage of, you know, just because of the lower lake level. And we, you know, I spoke with Alderman Lester today. We're going to have a meeting on Monday with a gentleman coming with a product. Especially the lower part, you know, that's usually underwater. It's a different material that we'll use than the part that's usually not exposed, or, you know, it's not exposed to the water. So, yeah. So hopefully this kind of, we spent quite a bit of money this year at the lake. You know, the Oslod grant we've talked about a lot, the $600,000, that's 98% done. Scott was saying last night at the meeting. And then, you know, then we start the planning for next year. So we'll do the necessary repairs to the dam. You know, get a plan moving forward with the siltation and be ready for spring 2026.
And I did want to point that out, talking about the Oslod grant and a lot of the improvements. We've talked a lot about the lake lately, and it's kind of been not negative but constructive, put it that way. But there has been a lot of positives in the past 8 to 12 months at the lake, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, I think I've said this off and on. If anybody went out there this year, especially the campground area, I mean, it's never looked better. I mean, you know, Scott and his team out there have done a really, really nice job. Just had a lot of positive things. Everything for the boat races, those were very well received. You know, Scott mentioned last night that, you know, they want to come back. They may even move it up, you know, and even talked about, you know, maybe making this the site of their nationals race sometime, you know, which could involve 2,000 or 3,000 people. You know, we're not sure we're prepared for that. But, you know, so again, just a lot of positive momentum out there. And, you know, again, it's, you know, we've talked about this in the past as well. This is a lot of planning. You know, this stuff takes time. It takes money, but you have to have a plan. And I think we're, you know, in really good position at the lake. And you know, I again, thank everybody who's worked out there, you know, this summer to make all that happen.
So a not so pleasant subject. We're about, 2 weeks out now from the issue with the oil in the streets. I guess just update at this point on where that's at.
Yeah, so I think I mentioned this last week. So we're pretty well done oiling now, you know. And so after the incident on that Tuesday, you know, we did start re-oiling last week. I think for the most part, those streets are fine, you know. So we didn't have any issues there. Specifically to the, you know, to the vehicles and the property that was affected by that on that Tuesday. You know, we have had, you know, several people send in pictures, send in information. We've been in contact with our insurance company, and here's my understanding at this point. You know, they're in essence going to treat it like they would an adjuster, right? So they're, you know, we're sending a one-page form to the people who have submitted their information. The insurance company is going to take it from there. You know, they'll, know, again, I'll say send an adjuster, but they're basically opening up cases kind of for each one of those, and we'll do some type of evaluation. So again, I appreciate everybody's patience. I've said along, you know, we're going to do something. This makes the most sense. You know, again, we have insurance, and you know, we're hopeful that that's going to cover, you know, some of the things that need to be taken care of.
One thing I last night talked a little bit about the Jefferson Street Water Project. I guess kind of talk about that. What's that cover?
Yeah. So basically, yeah. So so the, kind of what I would call the eastern side of town. You know, so some waterline replacements, and that was. I think the original budget was, the estimate was like $1.5 million. And then when we got the bids, it came in, you know, roughly $1.9 million. So we had to have another hearing last night to basically say, look, we're spending more money to take care of that. So again, it's just more of, you know, replacing the older infrastructure. We had to have an additional hearing because the actual quotes came in higher than what we initially, you know, anticipated. So, you know, that's part of that project. And then we've also got, you know, the alleyway kind of behind City Hall. They're kind of behind the Copper Penny. You know, there's going to be some work done, you know, later this fall on that as well. So again, just part of the overall, you know, trying to address infrastructure needs, trying to use grant money as much as we can. And that's just another phase of that.
So the Jefferson Street project, I know that it's so much of it's grant money, correct?
Yes. Yes. Again, because I believe, and I don't know the numbers, Todd, I apologize, but you know, we had in essence come up with the additional, you know, $400,000.
Yeah,
and so, yes. You know, Letitia was able to, you know, define that in our capital improvement budget. And you know, we were going to be able to proceed with that. We just had to have the hearing because of that.
Okay. And I might be putting you on the spot. So if I am, I apologize. So we had a section of town that was having some issues with some discolored water. Do you know, is there an update on that or?
Yeah. So that, again, part of the planning process, we were going in for another round of grants. And we had initially identified Randolph Street, you know, there at the bottom, kind of by Andy Craig's warehouse, is where that, you know, people can see there's issues there. And so, you know, we were going to submit for, you know, estimate about $1 million for those lines that go underneath that road, because you can't fix that road with those older water lines. Well, because of this issue over kind of in the Thistle Shelley area, you know, we've decided we're applying for those grant funds to address that problem first. So as we've said many times in the past, you know, it's a process, right? It takes time. So we did shift and made that a priority. And I think we're just going through the grant application process, waiting to hear if we get approval.
So and speaking of that, and this may be the case with some other things, there were some other projects, the potential truck stop, some of those, are they still in the works, still going through the due diligence?
Yeah, going through the due diligence. I think we'll hopefully have more of an update on the potential travel center truck stop, maybe even this month. I mean, again, that company's going, it's my understanding, going through their due diligence phase, you know, and then, you know, once that due diligence period's over, they'll decide, yeah, we're moving forward with it. And then, you know, hopefully have some type of construction in 2026. But as far as I know from, you know, talking with the landowner, you know, that's still in the process.
I also know that some of these things, and people ask you often, when's Domino's going to open? When's this going to happen? The city doesn't necessarily know.
No. And so in full disclosure there, yeah, we get a lot of questions about Domino's. I think they're going to be successful. I do know for a fact that there was a utility issue there. Ameren had to run lines basically over to that. And if you've driven by the site in the last couple of days, that's happening. So I don't have a date for you on Domino's. I think it's close. But again, that was an issue with getting the utilities from Ameren over there, and that's in process right now.
But it is one of those things that you don't always know.
Oh, with, no,
with
absolutely.
Property and,
yeah,
and,
if it's,
and private,
if it's private property, property. And, yeah, and in this case, you know, the local owner had sold that property to the developer, you know, and we don't necessarily have a lot of contact with that person, but, you know, you can drive by and you see the progress and, you know, the building itself looks like, I mean, it looks like they could start throwing pizzas out there right away, but it kind of helps to have some power. And I think that's what's being taken care of right now.
Explains why the sign wasn't lit up.
So. Exactly. Yeah.
So at this point, and I know we've talked about moving forward with things you want to, and you've had some things happen that you've had to deal with, and it's kind of, you know, take a half step back sometimes. Are you happy with direction at this point?
Oh, yeah. Again, I'm very positive about all the things. You know, we're going into the holidays now, right? So this is a great time. You know, we're going to what I'm going to call parade season, right? So, you know, you have the Lions Club parade in October. You know, we are having a Veterans Day parade this year on November 8th. And then right after that's old time Christmas. So you're going to really be able to showcase, you know, our wonderful downtown. So just a lot of positive things there. You know, I actually had a meeting with Amber earlier today. We're, you know, trying to kick off the first Economic Development Committee meeting for later this month, probably the last week of October. So, you know, trying to build some momentum there. You know, again, just a lot of positive things. And, you know, I mentioned this at the meeting last night. You know, I went to my my granddaughter's soccer game on Saturday at the Y. And Todd, I can't believe there's that many people. You know, and it was just unbelievable. What a great setting to see four soccer fields full of people and family. You know, parking, you know, you've seen on social media there, you know, there's a little, some parking concerns there, but, you know, what a great thing. And then I left there and I had went to the VFO or the Junior Vandal football program because they were presenting a check to the cancer fund because they'd raised money for the shirts. And so they're playing Greenville. And so I left the YMCA, which is just packed full of people. And then you go to the high school and it's packed full of people. I mean, I joked last night there had to be 2,000 people watching sporting events in Vandalia. It's just a great time. There's just so many positive things going on in the city. I couldn't be more happy. Again, you have occasional setbacks and that's okay. We'll deal with them and we move on. And you know, there's definitely brighter days ahead.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at vandaliaradio.com.